Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Another blessed day in Christ Jesus. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all of you who are listening to this broadcast. I want to shout out to those of you that's listening here in the United States. In Canada, welcome to those of you listening in Iraq, welcome Algeria and United Kingdom, Philippines, welcome to another God's Word to Man broadcast, and every country that is listening to this broadcast that I have not named, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403-745. That should give me enough time that I should be, the Lord say, the same through with the lesson. However, if you have an urgent prayer request, because I do realize that some prayer requests are urgent, that you cannot wait till 745, you can still call in, and I will pray with you instantly at that time. Once again, the phone number is 323-870-3403. Now, for those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at an email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we've given to you. Praise be to God. Now, without further ado, for those of you who follow us on Blog Talk Radio, who have been also following us over these past over 3 years, you know how we do this. We always open up with prayer before we go into any lesson. Once again, for those of you that are first-time listeners, that's what we do. We don't just go into the preaching or teaching message, but we open up with prayer. So wherever you listen to me at, why don't you join in with me? Let us petition the Lord together. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, it is another day that you have blessed us to see. Father, you have blessed us to see the work of your hands, which is referred to as the heavens and earth, and it's show and display your wisdom and your creative power. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are all powerful. Nothing possesses a greater power than you. You are all knowledgeable. There is no one that know more than you, Lord. And you're full of all understanding. Therefore, tonight, this day, we approach you in humility. For you said in your word, you give it grace to the humble, you resist it the proud. And therefore, Lord God, we come not in pride, but in humility, petitioning you for your spirit to be with us and to release into our hearts the light that we stand in need. So, Lord, this day, we thank you that we have been able to assemble once again in the word of the Lord. And I ask, Father, that you will word my mouth, that it will bring nothing but glory to you. In Jesus' almighty name we pray. Father, we thank you. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Glory to the Most High God. Tonight's lesson, give you the title. Tonight's lesson is titled Matthew 28 and 19. No one recorded baptized this way. And it has a question mark at the end of the sentence. I'm going to read it again. Matthew 28 and 19. No one recorded baptized this way. And once again, it has a quote, a question mark. Some Christians say that you don't have to be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Because the Bible don't show that anyone else did it. I was listening to a brother on YouTube say that too, and he's not the only one, only Christian, and I do consider him a brother. I believe that he's born again, amen. There are other Christians even before he said that I've heard say the same thing. And even this brother said, well, if you could show me where they baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, he said, I will give you $3,000. And I was looking at him again on YouTube this morning because I have heard him say this before. Think back here some months ago that, you know, you don't have to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost because the Bible doesn't show that anyone did. And I remember back here, I think some months ago, when I first heard him say that, I began to wonder. And from what you would see at face value, I could see why he said that. Amen. I could see why he said that. Now, I want to show you today that, and we're going to go into the scriptures. We're going to do a bit of walking. So put your walking shoes on your fingers. Amen. And we're going to walk. But I want you to understand that the people did baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to show you from the Word of God. Amen. Now, let's open with Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. Once again, because there are many who say you don't have to baptize in his name, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, but I'm here to tell you, yes, you do. And once again, they say, well, hey, and then we're going to go to that. They say, well, the Bible doesn't show that anyone else baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And so we're going to look at that today because I'm going to show you that, yes, you need to, and yes, they did do it. Okay? Amen. We're going to start in Matthew chapter 28, and we're going to read verses 18 to verse 20. Like I said, we're going to be going a little bit back and forth here. So like I said, put your walking shoes on your fingers because this is what you do when you're in a study. In a study, for the most part, you're not sitting in one spot in the Bible. You're going to be cross-referencing. You're going to be going, looking at words, you name it. And that's what happens when you're really studying the Word. Amen? Now, in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to verse 20. The Word of God said, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, and we know that them is his disciples, which goes to also his disciples today. Okay. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Now, once again, as we have read these three verses, there are some professing Christians say that you don't have to baptize in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They say that nowhere else in the Bible did anyone do it. Okay? And to even prove it more, that they go forth to prove it, we're going to turn to two more places that scripture they've been using to prove their stance to say, hey, you don't have to baptize in the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Ghost. Let's go to the first one, Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8. And we're going to go to verse 16. Okay? Acts chapter 8. And we're going to go to verse 16. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Acts chapter 8, verse 16. Now, these are the people in Samaria who got saved through the preaching of the gospel by Philip, the evangelist. And now they're coming to this point here, got saved, but they hadn't received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They wasn't filled to the overflow where the Holy Ghost came upon them. So verse 16 said, for as yet, let me go to verse 15 first. And it talks about Peter and John coming down to Samaria so that the people may receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Verse 15, who, when they would come down, pray for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he would fall upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Okay? You see that? In the name of the Lord Jesus. So this is one of the places they use to say, see, they didn't baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They just baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Okay? And once again, if I'm taking this at face value and I see that, I can say, hey, that's true. You have proved that point there. Okay? Now, let's go to the book of Acts chapter 19. The book of Acts chapter 19. And I'm going to read verse 1 to verse 5. The book of Acts chapter 19, verses 1 to verse 5. Because in it you got some Christian groups that call themselves Jesus only people, okay? So, Acts chapter 19, verse 1 through 5. And the word of God says, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him that should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. Now, verse 5 said, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, that's the second place right there. So there's a couple places right there. Someone, you know, used to say, hey, we just proven it to you right there. When they baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. They did not baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Okay? So they said the Bible doesn't support or show that you have to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, once again, if I was taking that at face value, I would look at it, you know, just like them, and I would have to say, you know what, you're right, because it just shows that they baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So at that point, looking at face value, I would more or less, you know, have to agree with them, okay? Now, here's the thing on that. Even though what we see is that face value up front, it does say they baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Okay. Now, having said that, having shown you that couple places that many Christians prove to say you don't have to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, I'm here to show you that they did baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Okay? Let's go back to Matthew chapter 28. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 28. 28. And we're going to, once again, read verses 18 to verse 20. Okay? Matthew chapter 28. And we're going to read verses 18 to verse 20. Okay? Now, the word of God says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power, keep that word right there in mind, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Now, the first thing let's look at, Jesus said in verse 18, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Now, let's look at that word power for a minute, okay? Because many of you may know, and all of you may not know, that the Bible was not originally written in English, okay? It was written, the Old Testament in Hebrew and the New Testament in Greek. Now, this is why I've told you, many of you on the broadcast, that when you're studying the Word, you need, number one, the Holy Ghost. Number two, get you a Bible concordance. Number three, a dictionary. Number four, have your pencil and paper. And the reason why I threw the concordance in there is because the concordance lets you know the original word that was there and what that original word means. And, you know, that, for example, I got the King James Version, that when King James translated, he said, you know what? Our English word fits and equals this Greek word. So since this word is in the New Testament, then that means we're going to look under the Greek for the word power and see what was the original word that was there before it was translated. And the word, the original word that was there was exousia. And one of the things that exousia means is authority. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So when Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth, he's talking about all authority. Okay? Are you still with me? All authority, okay, was given unto him in heaven and earth. Now, when you look at verse 19, after he has said this to his disciples, verse 19, 20, that we read shows us Jesus transferring that authority to his disciples. Are you still with me? So when Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth, he's saying all authority. And now he's transferring authority over to his disciples. Letting the disciples know, say, I got the right to give you authority to do something. Because all authority, all power, all authority was given unto me in heaven and earth. So now I'm going to transfer this authority over to you that you may be able to do. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, let's look at something else concerning this. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, let's look at the word in verse 19, name. Name, N-A-M-E. And just like we looked up the word power to see what was the original Greek word there and what it meant, let's do the same thing for the word name. Because in verse 19, he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name, singular, of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So let's go see from the concordance what does the word name, original Greek word, what was the original Greek word there and what it mean? Okay? So when you go to your concordance, Bible concordance, amen, if you look on the number 3686 in the Greek in your Bible concordance, it tells you what was the original Greek word there and what it means and how that King James said, hey, our English word fits this. So the original Greek word that was there for name, and I'm going to see, can I pronounce this, onoma, onoma, onoma. Onoma, now listen closely to this, means a name, literally or figuratively, but get this, it also means authority and character. Authority and character. So, this word name also means authority too. Just like the word power, even though it's a different Greek word, means, having said that, we can put the word authority in the place of the word name, and we won't be doing injustice because that's what it really means. So let's look at verse 19 again, and instead of saying name, we're going to say authority, okay? Verse 19, he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the authority of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, okay? Teaching them to observe all things what I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So he said, baptizing in the authority of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Are you still with me? So now keep that in mind. Now, let's go back to Acts chapter 19. Let's go back to Acts chapter 19. Thank you, Jesus. Acts chapter 19. And we're going to look at verse 5 again. Acts chapter 19, look at verse 5 again. Now, remember the word name, the original Greek word, there meaning authority, okay? Authority means character, but especially authority, okay? Still with me. Now, reading verse 5 again. He said, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, the word name in this verse has the same Greek word as the word name in Matthew 28 and 19. So we can put authority here too, okay? So let's read verse 5 again. But instead of saying name, let's say authority because that's what that really means, okay? Now, it says, the word says, when they heard this, they were baptized in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Do you see that? So now, here's the question. The question is, what was the authority of Jesus? Because, see, here we put authority there, and so they were baptized in the authority or in the name or in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just like in the book of Acts chapter 8, it tells you they were baptized in the name or the authority of the Lord Jesus. So what was the authority of Jesus that they were baptized in, okay? Let's go right back to Matthew 28. That's going to answer this. Matthew 28, looking at verse 19. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 28, looking at verse 19. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the word of God says, go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. That's your answer. It was the authority to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Because Jesus said it, okay? He said the words, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Boshatna. And verse 20 said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, shows you that verse 19 was a command. Do you get that? Because, listen, he said, all power or authority was given unto me in heaven and earth. Now he started doing what? Transferring authority. And he said, go ye therefore. Now remember, when you was in school, you have sentences that were called declarative sentence. You have a sentence that was called an interrogative sentence. You had a sentence that was called an explanation sentence, okay? And you had a sentence that was called an imperative sentence. And an imperative sentence is a sentence where a command is given, okay? So when you look at verse 19, he said, go ye therefore. That's a command, ain't it? Yes, it is. Go ye therefore and do what? And teach all nations and do what else? Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, okay? Why? Because, see, that was the authority that Jesus gave to them to baptize, and not just baptize, but baptize in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Ghost. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And see, here's the thing where many Christians miss that. Those other two scriptures we look at in Acts 8 and Acts 19, they is thinking that no one else baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, because the Bible didn't just say it. What they did was it summed it up, that the people was baptized in the authority of Jesus Christ. And in that authority was to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Listen, if you didn't have to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, that means when Jesus said it here in verse 19, he was speaking in vain. If it were just said for you to just baptize in Jesus' name only, Jesus would have said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in my name only. He would have left it just like that, but he didn't. He said, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. He gave specific instructions into baptize. Why is that? Because in 1 John chapter 5, the word of God says there are three that bear record or witness in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are what? One. And so when you declare it and baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, or in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, you are showing, hallelujah, these three being one. Because notice that in verse 19, Jesus said, baptize them in the name, and he didn't say in the names. Do you get that? In the name, singular. And notice that he didn't use the word name three times in that one verse. He didn't say baptize in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. He didn't say that. Why is that? Because they're one. You understand that? But by you baptizing and declaring in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, you are declaring that they are what? One. They have equal and same authority. Remember in the book of Genesis chapter 1, God said, let us make man in our image. Let us create man in our likeness. Who was the us he was talking to? The whole Godhead. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Equal in authority and power. Hallelujah. Glory to Bashata. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so if Jesus just wanted you to just do it in his name only, he would not need to use the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. He would have just said, baptizing them in the name of, in my name only. But what he did was he let you know, from what you were reading Acts 8 and Acts 19, when it said in the name of Jesus, he broke it down to you what that meant. The authority of Jesus, what was the authority of Jesus, is what he told his disciples to baptize in, the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That was the authority of Jesus, okay? So these people in Acts, they wasn't baptized by any other authority. You understand what I'm saying? They was baptized by the authority of Jesus Christ in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So, yes, they did baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Just because it was not worded that way in Acts 19 and Acts 8 doesn't mean they didn't. They did. But what the Bible told you that they were baptized in the authority of Jesus' name, in the authority of Jesus Christ. And that authority is what he transferred over to his disciples by telling them to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Because, see, when you're saying you don't have to do that, then you have to look back at what Jesus said in verse 19, and what it would look like is that Jesus said that for nothing. Because he could have simply just said, baptize them in my name only, or baptize them in my name, and he could have left it like that. But he broke down the authority, in a sense, by saying, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, same authority, all equal in authority. You understand that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Why? Because God is not three people. He's one being, okay? Amen. See, remember, we were made in the image of God. And the Bible said that your spirit, soul, and body. Man is a tripart being. And so if man is a tripart being, then so is God. Because we were made in his image. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. So therefore, yes, they did. Baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And see, many times we think because it's not worded that way, that it was not so, and that's not true. And see, what it is, it is showing, they say in the name, that means in the authority of. But what was the authority? The authority that Jesus gave to his disciples to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And in verse 20 in Matthew 28, it shows you that what he said to them was a command to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. That is a command. So, yes, you do. Because when you're baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, you are acknowledging and declaring that these three are one. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. See, many times in the scriptures, when we're looking for something, we're looking for it to be worded like we think it should be worded. Let me put it that way. And we all been guilty of it. I've been guilty of it. I ain't seen no Christian in his walk with Christ and studying the word who had never been guilty of it. There were many times I found out certain scriptures mean this or that, but at first I didn't see it because I was looking for it to be worded like I thought it would be worded to tell me, okay, this saying this. But many times I come across scripture that had that meaning, but they was not worded the way I thought. So you got some Christians looking at it saying, but they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And they said, well, see, right there, it showed they had just baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. They weren't baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But they were. The Bible sums it up and tell you that it was under the authority of Jesus Christ. Once again, what was the authority? Going back to Matthew 28, 19 through 20. Teach and baptize. What was the So you've got to look at the baptism part. That's why I said they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, okay? So you look at the baptism part, what did he say? Baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Once again, if you didn't have to do that, then Jesus just wasted his words by telling you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, when he could have just simply said, baptize in my name, period. Now, if he'd have said that, and then you come across Acts 8 and 19, then most definitely you'll say, hey, you just have to just say, I baptize you in Jesus' name. Do you understand what I'm saying? But since he declared and let you know what to say in your baptizing, hallelujah, he breaks down what this authority, the name of the Lord Jesus, or the authority of the Lord Jesus consists of. It consists of you baptizing and baptizing in the name of the Lord of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. So, yes, they did. They did baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, they did. And like I know some of you say, well, you don't say that. Once again, you're going to find out in your walk with Christ that there are going to be certain scriptures that give the meaning to certain things, but it's not going to be worded the way you thought it would be. Amen. It's not going to be worded the way you thought it would be. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just like when people talk about the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and then you hear the word Trinity. And many Christians use the word Trinity to signify the three. But actually, the word Trinity does not show up in the Bible. But a word does show the three that be in one is called the Godhead. You understand what I'm saying? So if you were someone looking for the word Trinity and you don't find it, you might, well, ain't no three, blah, blah, blah. But the word Godhead, three persons make it one being, okay? Or a tripart being, all right? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Now, for those of you that's listening, hey, you know, if you ain't got it yet while I'm showing you, hey, just ask the Lord. Brother Nate's not telling you to just jump up and take it because I said it, okay? Amen. Just ask the Lord about what I gave you. Hallelujah. Amen. So, yes, I mean, just because it was not worded in Acts 8, Acts 19, just because it wasn't worded that way doesn't mean that they didn't do it. See, we, like I said, and all of us, at some point in our study with God, has been guilty of it. You know, that when you're looking for a certain thing, many times you're focusing on it have to be worded like that for it, you know. And if it's not worded like that, then it's not in there, okay? Amen. But, amen. You know, just like, give you another quick example. People think that God doesn't talk about sexual relations or sex, but he does. Now, if you would think in one mind, you're looking for that word, and you don't find it, you go, well, God ain't talking about that. But then in Corinthians, he's talking about giving the wife to do benevolence and giving the husband to do benevolence. That's dealing with sex. Okay? But see, the word sex doesn't show up right there. You understand what I'm saying? So if someone were looking for the word sex and it didn't show up, they'll say, well, the Bible doesn't talk about that. Well, no, that's not necessarily true. You understand what I'm saying? But the Bible does talk about sex. So that's the other example I want to give you. So you got many Christians, because they see the scripture say, but they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. They look at that and say, well, see there, they weren't baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. But actually they were. But what the Bible tells you, that whose authority they were baptized of? The authority of Jesus Christ. Amen? excuse me. Now, there are, say, other so-called religions and stuff. They do, they quote, own type of baptism. But it's not the authority of Jesus Christ. Okay? The authority to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost go to born-again believers. When you look, for example, in the Bible, when they baptize people in water, they immerse them in the water. They were covered. You look at the Roman Catholic Church, they do all that sprinkling. Now, you ain't find nowhere in the scripture where Jesus told you just sprinkle some water on somebody's head. And you ain't find nothing like that. Amen. But see, the devil's so cunning, and he knows that there are many who don't even study the word, that he could get that on bound. Okay? And many parts, they be baptizing little babies. or where are the scriptures you found that babies were baptized? That's really just purely mockery to God. Because babies are alive in Christ, how would they know sin? How would they would know even right from wrong, period? Okay? They're babies. Hallelujah. Now, I pray that those of you who were listening, perhaps, you know, some of you listen, you say, well, I still ain't quite getting it. I understand what I gave you. In fact, one thing about Blog Talk Radio, it does record, you know, our broadcast. Go back and listen to it. Write the scriptures down. Study for yourself. Amen. Study for yourself. And like I said, this brother, and like I said, this guy that came on YouTube, I do really consider him a brother in Christ. Amen. You know, sometimes some of us, you know, as Christians, when somebody, we disagree with somebody, someone may be wrong about something, we don't even consider him a brother. Well, that's not true, because we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory, and we have some error. You understand what I'm saying? So I know by what the Holy Ghost had revealed to me, he is a brother in Christ. And maybe we don't agree on a few things, but one thing I can say, he is a brother in Christ. And his name is Brother Marcus Rogers, okay? Comes on YouTube. Some of y'all may have seen him on YouTube, okay? But he is a brother in Christ, amen? And I do believe that. So, but yeah, I was, when I turned him on this morning and he was talking about it, because I actually, to be honest with you, I actually had planned to bring up something else here on Blog Talk Radio today, but this, for some reason, when I turned to him and he started talking, this scripture came to me. I was end up pointing and led to a direction to start looking at this, you know, because like I told you, if I were to take it at face value, you know, I would think the same thing, that, hey, the Bible doesn't support it, but that's why we study. And when you're studying the Word of God, studying is not on the surface prowling, or if you want to use the word prowling or searching. Studying is where you go deep, peel back the layers, go deep. You know, it's more than you just reading the sentence and say, I read, I've studied, oh, I didn't understand it, you know, but, you know, oh, well, I study it. No, studying, you know, when you're studying the Word of God, you're constantly digging, especially things that you don't understand. You're searching it out, you pray, you're looking in concordance, you're looking in dictionaries. And I know some people say, well, I look at my commentaries. Well, commentaries to a degree can have a place. The only dangerous thing about commentaries and all these other translations is that a lot of them is giving you what the scholars think and not necessarily revealed by the Spirit of God. Okay? So that's why you got to be careful in there. And I'm not saying they're wrong about everything they say. Some things, they provide good material, good information. But some of that stuff, that is their thinking. Okay? Amen. So, praise be to God. And I thank God for his word today. Amen. Because his word is power. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. They baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And just because the Bible, especially in them two places there, I think it's another scripture somewhere, but I don't remember offhand. Just because it didn't just declare it right then, don't mean it wasn't so. Yes, they did. But what the Bible did is that it just told you who authority that the people were baptized in, okay? The authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. They were baptized in the name and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? They was immersed in his authority, okay? Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. It was baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hakalabashita, glory. Hallelujah. He was baptized in his authority, and his authority that he, Jesus, gave for them to be baptized in, okay? Also being baptized in the authority, now they are authorized to preach the gospel, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory to the living God. Halabashata daboshe. I sense the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word of truth. Remember the phone line, the number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Glory to God. Amen. And I pray for you and your family, your loved ones. Y'all all will be safe in the Lord Jesus. Because without him, people, we can't make it. We can't make it. And I know that, you know, you've been facing some challenges and some things been going on, happening in your life. You're waiting on the Lord Jesus, but rest assured, he's going to show up and show out, okay? And we thank God for it. Hallelujah. He's going to show up, and he's going to show out. Thank you, Jesus. He's worthy to be praised and to glorify people. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, because you're worthy to be praised. Father, I pray that you will bless every ear, every heart that was tuned into this broadcast, that you will bless them and watch over and keep them, strengthen them by the power of your love. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the opportunity to spread your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word of Man broadcast. And if the Lord say the same, look for another broadcast tomorrow night. Look for the advertisement. So, this is Brother Nate. May God bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. You don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know
the things.
You don't know the things that I've come through.
You cannot imagine.